Michael Graham, afternoons 3 to 7.
Jim and Marjorie.
Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
7:48 in the morning. It's actually quite pretty. It's a very sunny day. It's going up to only 47. That's still sort of nice. Every Friday at roughly this time, Carl from New Hampshire, I know there's a disconnect. Why from New Hampshire? If we're talking about Boston, don't ask me. Carl from New Hampshire tells us things, great things to do in and around Boston this weekend. Good morning, Carl.
The only state in the country with no Occupy movement, by the way.
Is that really true?
I believe it is.
That is really
wow.
An embarrassment.
So what's up with that, do you think, Carl?
Well, we don't have droves of people up here willing to destroy other people's property and make a nuisance of themselves. And we also don't have droves of people willing to tolerate droves of people.
I'm sorry to hear both.
That's right. They get the shotguns out there up in New Hampshire. They don't put up with that. Those hooligans.
Hey, listen to this.
What?
Lisa Lampanelli at the Wilbur Theater.
Oh, she's that sort of Zoftig comedian, right?
Oh, yeah. She's not for the faint of heart, but I love her. She is hilarious.
What does that mean, foul mouth, when you say not for the faint of heart? What does that mean?
To call Lisa's comedy brusque would probably be an understatement.
Really? She's good, huh?
She's great. Yeah, I really do. I love her.
And she's at the Great Wilbur Theater when? Tomorrow, today? When is
tomorrow
she?
Night. Yeah, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Listen to this. Itzhak Perlman.
He's really funny, too, I'll tell you. He is a riot.
Yeah, he's not a riot, but he's unbelievable.
He's great, good.
He's incredible. Listen to this. Sunday, 3 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall.
Yeah.
He'll be rendering some of his famous hits as Diddle My Fiddle, Shot Across the Bow, and his Christmas song, I Saw Mummy Fiddle Santa Claus.
Really?
That's amazing.
Wildly
oh, you
inappropriate.
Know what? He's also going to do, and this is special, one night only, a 4-hour concerto called Viagra Wind, which I'm really looking forward to hearing.
You're terrible.
What does the guy play again? What's his thing? He's a
classical musician.
He is.
He's a violinist. He's Dr. Perlman.
I love him, by the way.
I've seen
him a lot of times.
Good. Well, I saw him once, actually.
You did not.
Did.
Where did you see him?
Because my mother used to be into all this stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, fine. Then that's nice. What's next?
That explains a lot about Marjorie, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. The Airborne Toxic Event.
That's this weekend?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. You know, when I saw this, I wasn't sure if they were advertising an upcoming terrorist attack or if this was the name of a band.
Is it the name of a band?
It is the name of a band. Matt, your producer, Matt, is going because he said there's a cute girl in the band. You know, it's tough filling rooms when you got names like There's a Fatal Fire Everywhere We Play, or The Drummer Has Tuberculosis, or...
By the way, yeah, but can I tell you something? The Orpheum is great. You know why the Orpheum is great?
You're close.
It's still a small venue. And when you can get close, and the stage, it is really... I saw John Legend there about a year or so ago. It is a great, great place. Carl, when was
it
the last time...
It is a great place. A beautiful, beautiful theater.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
you know that.
You've never been there. What else, Carl?
New England Rubik's Cube team, Saturday, tomorrow, the 19th, at the Museum of Science. Teams of 8 from schools all over New England compete for a cash prize for their school.
Wow. Those are really... Remember those? I used to play with
those.
They
still have Rubik's Cube.
I never got it right, though. Did you figure out how to do the Rubik's Cube? I never did.
You know what? It's not exactly like being on the football team when it comes to scoring with chicks.
Yeah.
I do know that.
But wait
a second. It's a hard pickup line. Yeah, I was the regional Rubik's Cube champ in 2007. You want to get a room?
Now, let me ask you something. Are you advertising this to participate, or are you advertising it because it's a fun event to watch? I mean, what's the point?
Oh, it's a fun event, and I thought it's a great thing for kids. But, you know, things you're not likely to ever hear is it's the Rubik Cube champ's Porsche.
Yeah, that's kind of true, I guess. But they're going to go on to become, you know, Steve Jobs kind of people.
Yeah,
that's not
they
bad.
They probably will.
That's right.
Do we wake up this morning, Carl, or what?
No, this is how I sound every morning, Jim.
Okay, fine. Now, what else you got there, Carl?
Ellsworth Kelly Wood Sculpture.
What?
That's also tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Museum of Fine Arts. You know every red-blooded American man thinks the same thing when he hears the words wood sculpture, right? I mean, it's sick, but we can't help it.
That is really horrible. Can I tell you something? I don't know if this is what this Ellsworth Kelly does. Carved wood is as exciting a thing to see. You cannot believe that people did this. I'm serious about this. I love carved wood. I love great carpentry. I love the smell of it.
So wait a minute. I don't get this. Do you go and you carve the wood yourself, or do you go and watch this guy carve wood?
No, it's a display, Marjorie. And you know what's funny? They call it a survey. of the acclaimed artist's sculpture in a variety of unpainted woods. And you notice that when you call something a survey, it just lends an air of importance.
Yeah, it sort of does. How do they do it, though? You know, that's what I wonder, Jim. You went and watched this. How do they do it? When you see, like, the little reliefs on the backs of chairs, when they have all those how do they do that, Jim?
You get a little knife, you got a piece of wood, you carve that baby.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable that they can do it and make the lines straight and the lines round and all that kind of stuff.
Ellsworth Kelly, I just looked him up because I'm sure Carl knows nothing about him, was born in 1923, and he's still with us.
He is?
He's 88 years old. What do you think of that?
God.
I think you probably get some amazing sculptures when your hands shake, like, you know.
He's cutting himself a lot these days.
By the way, I'll be displaying a survey of my comedy tonight at Joker's Comedy Club in Portland, Maine.
What's it called again?
You are all over the place.
Joker's Comedy Club in Portland, Maine.
Now, let me ask you
something. How's the wife like all this traveling and these comedy stops? I bet she's not keen on it, Carl.
Are you kidding me? The minute my taillights leave the driveway, out comes the blueberry vodka.
That's not all that comes out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she's trying to get me more gigs.
Oh, okay.
Now, Carl, in all seriousness, you're a New Hampshire kind of guy, like a backwoodsman kind of guy. How do they even know about you in Portland, Maine? Is that overnight show you do on Fox? What's that about?
No, it's a booker, Headliners Comedy Club. It's a booker, a guy that I work for and does shows all over New England.
That is really exciting. So you're where again? Chokers?
Chokers, yeah.
What is it?
It's a dominatrix / comedy club called Chokers. Jokers. J-O-K-E-R-S.
And by the way, every one of these phenomenal events, from Lisa Lampanelli to Itzhak Perlman to the Airborne Toxic event to the Rubik's Cube thing to Ellsworth Kelly, all of them, the information Carl has given to Matt and is posted on the Jim and Marjorie page. Hey, Carl, it's a pleasure. Good luck at Chokers.